Dr. Marketing Tips, paging Dr. Marketing Tips. Dr. Marketing Tips, you're needed in the marketing department.
Welcome to the Dr. Marketing Tips Podcast, your prescription to the answers you seek to grow your medical practice easier, better, and faster. This show is all about connecting practice administrators and medical marketing professionals with peers working in practices, learning from experiences, making mistakes, and sharing successes. Let's get started.
Hey there, welcome to the Dr. Marketing Show. I am Jennifer.
I'm Corey.
And today we're going to talk to you about marketing in 2024. And we say this to say that it's a rocky year. There is a lot going on. And if you want to thrive in all this turbulent water that we are facing, this is the kind of stuff we need to be paying attention to.
Yeah, I think that it kind of goes without saying that everything in marketing is, in one hand, increasingly complex, and then in the other, simpler than it ever has been, just to the rise of AI. So, but with that comes, you know, unique shifts and challenges and all sorts of pros and cons. So what we want to do is sort of break that down. And so this is going to be a three-part series. And so today we want to talk about how to really anchor your brand with a focused value prop, and then also how to really optimize digital marketing for long-term growth, but also loyalty and quality. And then what we'll do is part two, so you guys stick around, we're going to talk about emerging role of AI and how that has really shifted literally everything in the marketing world. And then part three is going to focus on approaches to trust-building content and then how you can create a positive and patient-centric workplace.
Yeah, and as we talk about AI, because it feels like it's part of the conversation every single time, I think what we're seeing in 2024 is more important than ever before. You need a really good navigator that understands the turbulent water, because AI is great and it can really help you amp things up, but not unless you have somebody with a good head on their shoulders that understands historically what it is that needs to be done and the nuances and how they're going to fit into your practice.
Yeah, and exactly. It changes everything. It makes it simpler, but also more complex at the same time.
It really does. It really does.
Very unique.
So let's talk about a little bit about the current landscape. What is it that we're all, like when we talk about turbulent waters, what is it that we're actually thinking? One is it costs more money now to do business than it has ever before. You know, you've got the rising cost of inflation, which is the rising cost of keeping your employees happy. It costs you more to keep the lights on, it costs you more to pay those rents potentially, it costs you more to get to work, it costs you more for your benefits, you know, it's costing you more to put toilet paper in the bathrooms, it's just costing you more. You know, then you've got, you know, digital has changed the world. AI has absolutely changed every single thing we're doing, and we're having to navigate this every single day. Then you've got, you know, consumers, like all of us, like patients are consumers, you know, whether we want to admit that or not. They are able to choose where they want to go, and they are price shopping, kicking tires, making decisions based on reviews, you name it. Then you've got like all these regulatory changes, you know, like just blink and things are coming down from Washington that are impacting your practice, whether it's for a positive, which is very rare, or a negative, which is also playing into, you know, less reimbursements, more red tape you have to jump through, you know, expanding the competition within your niche, things of that nature. And then you got technology. You got hacks, you got AI, you got the need to build larger tech stacks, you got to train employees on how it uses, and these are all the things that you're dealing with on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, exactly. And that kind of goes back to what we were saying, where it's in one hand more simple and more complex, because you have this rise of AI and all these automations, but then you have all of the little pieces that have to come together and they have to work and each trigger correctly to make it so this thing is easier, and then those can break and it changes everything.
There's just a lot.
And then consumers, you know, like you said, the reviews matter more than they ever have before, and costs continue to go up. And then on top of that, the healthcare advertising spending is also going up. So competition is increasing and it's hard to keep anybody. So it's just, there's a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah. And then I think there's even a stat out there that says like, and because there's so much going on and nobody really knows 100%, you got like 50% of businesses out there, specifically healthcare teams, that are outsourcing half of the work. because they just can't find the right people to do it in-house. So they're having to bring partners in from the outside, which can be a blessing, or it can kind of hamper your ability to get things done.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're not doing the work, but then you've got to review it, make sure it has the right voice, and they're not saying something that is, like, you know, is just not going to fly when a doctor sees it. So,
so what are you supposed to do about all this?
Yeah. So there's a couple things you can do. We're going to talk about those things today. Specifically in this episode, we're going to talk about two of them. Number one being anchor your brand, and number two being optimize digital marketing. So, with that, let's talk a little bit about how you can anchor your brand, even though consumer behavior really is shifting like we've never really seen it shift before. Healthcare consumers are really, for the first time, they demand authenticity, and it has to start there. As people are more and more tech savvy, the folks that will just sort of blindly take a referral, it continues to diminish every single day. And the majority of healthcare consumers, we know they start their journey by finding and comparing providers online. So it creates this whole unique ecosystem and this new channel that if you have not been paying attention to, you're behind the times. And I think everyone that listens to this show pays attention to this. So we're good there. But what's changing is the fact that it's not just about the reviews. It's not the number and the star ratings. Those certainly still matter. But it's also this, the accuracy of all of those directory listings. And that is sort of a new wrinkle in this whole conversation about healthcare consumers and starting their journey on these review and directory sites.
Yeah. And in fact, I wish that we had the numbers to track every year, kind of when we do this episode, to say the percentage of people that are paying attention to reviews, because the number is now up to 81% of all of your patients are looking at your online reviews before they're willing to make that appointment. And when you think that 81% are checking your reviews first, it's not just about the accuracy, and it's not just about the number of reviews anymore and your star rating. It's now about the frequency of reviews. And so if you haven't automated the ability to get more reviews, you're already behind the eight ball. And so, you know, there's just so many ways to do it, you know, because I was having a conversation with the practice administrator this morning, and he says, like, I want to do a patient survey. I said, well, why do we want to do a patient survey? We have all these reviews. In fact, we have 10,000 reviews, and we have a 4.9 star average rating. So what is a patient survey going to tell me that all these data points don't tell me? Mm-hmm. You know, and that becomes the issue, is we have all this available data. Patients are using it to make purchase decisions, but we're not necessarily spending enough time to really anchor our brand to that data.
Yeah, and that's a great point. That's almost it's related, but it's almost like a separate issue, because yes, you've got all these reviews now. And again, if you're listening or watching this show, you probably have got your reviews under control. Great job. But then the part that it kind of falls down a little bit is everyone is so busy that you may not be taking the time to actually dig into that data to see what some of those trends are. So let's say you're a practice and you've got a 4.4 and 600 reviews, you're doing great. But why is it a 4.4? Where does it start to fall down? And what are some of the trends there? And I think that there's a definite need to look into those things. And again, that's where we'll get into this later too, but that's where AI can sort of come in to help with some of those things. So, but yeah, when it comes to like anchoring your brand, so part of your brand is the perception, which is why we're talking about this right now. So if your practice is that 4.4 star group, that's your brand, whether you want to admit that or not, because the proof is in the pudding. That's what's out there. That's where people are starting their journeys. So that is your brand.
You can say your brand is anything, but the reality is those star ratings tell the story for you.
Exactly. Exactly. So if people talk about how beautiful your office is and how nice all the providers are, well, then that's your brand. If they have a different story, then that's your brand. So what can you do to kind of control those things? I would say the first one is, we know people are starting their journey on these review sites, right? We've established that. So what they will almost always do once they say, okay, this practice has some decent star rating, they look like they know what they're doing, I'm going to go to their website. So at that point, it becomes in your control. The reviews are kind of in your control, but not so much. But what's 100% in your control is when they land on your website, what do they see? What's that unique value proposition right when they land? You know, like we were just working on a website for a group that, it's an OBGYN, and their whole practice is pretty much run now. All of the providers were former patients, and that's so cool. And they lean into that.
And they're all women.
And they're all women. And that has become the brand. So when they say it's advanced healthcare for women by women, they really mean that.
That is the truth.
That's their, yeah. So it may not be as simple for your practice, but that's just one example of how they control their message. They control their conversation. And when you do that, you're able, like we said, to really anchor the brand and sort of jump off on the right foot once somebody gets to that website.
They like same example, but they really understand their target audience.
100%.
So they are, you know, former patients, but you know, it's women's healthcare by women for women. And that is on brand when you land on the website. That it will, it's first off, it's in the reviews because every review is a woman. And then it's when you land on the website, they're reinforcing it. And every piece is social, every video, every ad that we're running is talking about healthcare for women by women.
Yep.
Because they know their target audience. And as a result, we're able to segment into their target audiences based on the life cycle of that patient. You know, are they prepubescent? Are they having babies or are they going through menopause or even beyond menopause? And we're able to really hone in on targeting the messages, which really helps us anchor the brand.
Yeah. And then from there, you can create the exact right message for that person. And when you're doing that, you're reinforcing that value prop. So it all sort of comes together to say, this is who we are. This is what we stand for, both externally, because that's what the reviews are saying. And then internally, because that's what we're saying when you're in the office. That's what our website looks like. That's what our patients say when they're here. That's what the employees say. So it's this whole thing that just sort of starts from the top. And that can really help sort of weather this storm that we're talking about.
Yeah. And as we're really looking at your value proposition and your audience and the messaging and whatnot, this is a great time to start thinking about pulling out those patient personas again, revisiting your patient personas and making sure that your brand and all of your messaging are aligning for that patient persona that you've hopefully gone through that exercise of outlining who those patients are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you haven't done that, you can do that on our website, which is...
Yeah, you know what we do? We have a 2024 strategy guide. It's absolutely free. You can download it. It's got an entire how to do the patient persona exercise in that strategy guide.
Had to make the plug. Okay, so that's your brand. So let's talk about the other side here for this episode about optimizing your digital marketing spend. So we're all struggling with the same thing when it comes to HIPAA regulations. They continue to impact every aspect of digital marketing. So we know that there's some unique challenges and limitations there. However, healthcare digital advertising spend overtook healthcare TV ad spend for the first time in 2021, which just highlights exactly what we're saying, this increase of importance in these digital channels. Because as we just said, your digital front door, really, it's these reviews and then it's your website. That's how people are getting introduced to your practice, more so than just a blind referral from a different provider. So all of these digital marketing components have to come together and be optimized to really, one, make sure that you're getting the most for your spend, and then two, that you can track these results and then report on those correctly, because that is a piece of the equation where it can get very muddy very quickly. And if you don't have good data, then you can't make good decisions.
Yeah, and when we talk about these different data points, we're talking about reputational data, you know, making sure we optimize those reputational listings, all of your, anything outside your website that's bringing people in, that needs to be optimized. We're talking about optimizing all of your digital ads, you know, going back to anchoring your brand, making sure that your brands are on message, and also making sure they're being optimized based on data that's available. We're talking about content strategies that are being optimized. We're talking about email strategies that are being optimized. We're talking about social media strategies being optimized. You know, every social channel has a slightly different strategy, and you're just one or two people and you're trying to figure out, how do I make all this stuff fit together and work for me? And then it all feeds back to the website.
Yeah, because from a social media side, you're absolutely right. Each platform has a slightly different audience, and so therefore you should have a slightly different message per platform. And then on top of that, different types of content does better on different platforms. So, you know, you may be, for example, LinkedIn, which is sort of the often forgot about social platform. But, you know, if you're one of your audience may be potential employees. So if you're trying to attract and recruit good talent, then you need a very specific message on LinkedIn, which is going to be obviously totally different from the one that you have on Instagram, which is going to be different from the one that you have on TikTok, because that's going to be all video. So all of those things, if they are not optimized, then you're just sort of wasting time and money.
That's exactly the case. And I would say before we close this segment out, like, we are at a time in this universe that we have, especially with AI on board now, we have more data available to us than we've ever had. And we also have tools for the first time that can help offload the analysis of that data. And now is a great time to really look at kind of what we're going through in the landscape that we're dealing with right now in these turbulent waters, and then taking all this data, using, you know, the tech that's available to us right now to start analyzing it to help us make more informed decisions.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think with that, let's close this part and then we'll pick up part two. We're going to talk about AI and how that is sort of shifting and ways that you can use AI to really not only improve your practice and your workflow, but also deal with some of the issues that come with AI.
That's right. So with that, I'm Jennifer.
I'm Corey.
See you next time on the Dr. Marketing Tips Show. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, guys. Talk soon.
Thanks for listening to the DrMarketingTips.com podcast. If there's anything from today's show you want to learn more about, check out DrMarketingTips.com for our podcast resource center with all the notes, links, and goodies we mentioned during the show. If you're not already a subscriber to our show, please consider pressing the subscribe button on your podcast player so you never miss one of our future episodes. And if you haven't given us a rating or review yet on iTunes, please find a spare minute and help us reach and educate even more of our medical practice peers. Thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Doctor's Orders.